So welcome to my talk about hardware detection in Debian. My name is Petter Reinholsen. I'm the maintainer of Discover. I've been working on XDeb Configurator and a few other related packages. And the reason I'm giving this talk is that I believe we can do a lot better. It's not to say that we are doing it badly at the moment, but there is some advantages we could gain if we made it even more advanced, the current hardware detection system. I'm going to do a quick summary of the current state of hardware detection and then provide some ideas for a future system and hopefully attract enough interest to be able to get some volunteers to implement this new hardware detection system for Lenny. At the moment, we are doing quite well. How many has installed Woody in the audience? Do you remember the list of modules to load? A few hundreds, you can pick the ones you wanted and leave the rest out. Very nice, and you had full control over your installation system. Anyone miss it? And this is like one step of the hardware detection, getting the correct kernel modules loaded at the install time. Another step on the way is loading the correct modules at runtime when you boot or later on. And this is mostly taken care of by the kernel developers. They've made sure that all the kernel modules provide information about what kind of hardware they support. And Dbus, UDEV at the moment, is notified by the kernel when a module should be loaded, and it takes care of the kernel module loading using the information provided by the kernel developers. The same thing is, this will take care of all PCI devices, because PCI devices provide information about their identity, so you can actually detect which device it is, and then you know what kind of module to load. USB is also working like that. In previous times, it was not like this. You had the ISA cards, which would not tell the system what they were, what kind of device they were. So we would end up probing the system in various ways to see if it reacted correctly. And if it did, you had the appropriate device. If it didn't, it could do like it could lock up the system, it could crash the machine, it could destroy your data, it could do anything. So that kind of probing was not a great success, but it was very easy to implement from a hardware point of view, and that's why it was done in the 80s and 90s. Luckily, PCI came along and solved that part of the problem, but PCI IDs is only solving part of the problem for hardware detection. For instance, CPUs normally would need some special kernel modules for CPU frequency scaling. There is no way at the moment to detect when a kernel module like that is needed. Also, some laptops, like my ThinkPad, would work better if I load a module to use the acceleration sensors within the laptop to provide information to a daemon that will park the hard disk when the laptop is falling, basically. As far as I know, there is no way to detect when to load that module using information provided by the Linux kernel and other tools. So we need to come up with a way to detect when those modules should be loaded. Of course, kernel modules is only part of the problem. X drivers is the next problem, and at the moment that is solved by providing a mapping from PCI IDs to X drivers manually in the Discover data packet. There is also the kudzu packet from Red Hat, the hwinfo from SUSE, and a bunch of other packages within Debian that provides similar information. But as you can imagine, maintaining that kind of database is a lot of work, and it tends to be always too late because we are waiting for users to complain that their new video card doesn't work. Then we can find out their IDs, and then we can add it to the database, and then we can make a new release, and this normally takes 2 years before the video card starts working. I've been talking to the X.org developers, and they agreed to provide some kind of list of supported devices information in the drivers themselves, like the kernel modules do at the moment. So the X drivers would know and present that information to the installation system, so the installation system can pick the right driver. Or even more advanced, if they are successful with this, the X server itself can do the correct auto-configuration, as David Nusenov spoke about earlier in his X talk. So this is progressing quite nicely, but this is only taking care of two parts of the system, kernel modules and video drivers. There is quite a lot of hardware-specific stuff that could be loaded at install time or runtime if we provided the infrastructure for it. For example, my laptop is using the Intel video card from IBM, and there is a packet in the archive that would allow me to control that video card a bit better. We could install these kind of packages automatically when we discover the appropriate hardware. This is not done at the moment, but it would be fairly easy to do, and I provided a draft implementation of such mechanism in the Discover 2 version 2 packet. The discover-packet install will probe the system and look up the hardware devices in the database and propose packages to install if it detects the correct video card, the correct RAID controller, that kind of thing. And I hope we can take this one step further and make sure this is done during installation and during runtime. Wouldn't it be nice if you plug in your scanner on your already installed Debian system and a dialog box pops up and say, I noticed you installed a scanner. Do you want me to install Sane as well? And then you just click yes, and all the scanner software is installed, and it works out of the box. We can get there if you want to. Another thing we will experience, or a user will experience, is that you have some hardware installed on your network. And there is nothing actually stopping us from detecting new pieces of hardware on the network. Say you have a scanner, printer, wireless box installed on your network. It should be possible for the computer to detect that, oh, there is a printer connected to your network. Do you want to configure it? Pops up a dialog box and you press yes, and that takes care of the rest. That's where I want Debian to be. No other system provides this. Windows, if the drivers is available on the Windows install media, can provide something like that. But of course, with their mechanism for licensing, they don't have the option of downloading the source or the software and installing it automatically. So the problem, of course, is how do we make this happen? Someone needs to do the work. And as you can imagine, I don't plan to do it myself. I've done some of it, but I'm unlikely to manage to cope with all the projects I have before Lenny. So I'm hoping to attract volunteers to implement parts of this. For the local devices, which you plug in after install time, I suspect it's easier to make use of the DBus and HAL, the hardware abstraction layer, and have some listener on the user's desktop detecting when a new hardware is added to the machine, and then we can look up the hardware in the hardware database, and if a match is found with packages that is not installed at the moment, we can pop up some dialogue proposing to install that packet. Of course, it will need some mechanism to detect if it's a KDE or GNOME environment or if it's a console environment and pick the right packet. And I have no firm suggestion on how to actually detect which packet to install. One idea is to look at the list of new dependencies and only suggest to install the packet with the least amount of new dependencies. This, of course, will probably detect if the KDE or GNOME version of a program should be proposed, but it will not handle properly the case where you have a really bad program with few dependencies and a good program with many dependencies, and you really want to propose the one with a lot of dependencies. But I'm suspect that this should be like a few weeks programming to get up and running. It depends, of course, on the hardware database, and I have no idea how to implement or to maintain that automatically, because we need to know what kind of hardware maps to what kind of packages, and that's not recorded in a structured way in our Debian packages at the moment, and I'm not quite sure if it's going to be possible to do that either. So for now, I suspect we have to maintain that database manually. To reduce the amount of work, at least for the Discover 2 packet, we should probably restructure the way Discover do it at the moment. It's currently a two-layer system where you have the hardware ID, and then you have the data about the hardware ID, which would be kernel module or packet name or video driver and that kind of thing, to a two-step operation where you have the PCI ID or the USB ID, and then you have the kernel module, and then you have packets, because normally packages support kernel APIs, which would be kernel modules, and they don't support hardware. Well, very rarely it support hardware directly. You still would have to have the direct mapping, but the indirect mapping would reduce the amount of work required to maintain such database, as you would only list a packet once supporting a specific driver, and then you list all the hardware supported by this driver in a separate set of separate part of the database. This is not implemented at the moment, but should be doable. Also, adding support for more types of hardware would solve part of the problem with CPU frequency modules. If we can detect modules based on the CPU name type provided, for example, by proc CPU info or DMI decode, that could be useful to detect and load the correct kernel module in that case. DMI decode can also be used for detecting and loading the correct modules for IPMI, which is used by servers to provide information about CPU fan speed and temperature inside the box. At the moment, DMI seems to be the only source of information that can be used to detect if IPMI is supported or not. And for network detection, Avanti seemed to be a good choice for detecting when units appear on your network. At least printers seem to announce their presence using the Discover protocol. Don't remember the exact name of that one, but it's the automatic network configuration protocol. So if we can hook into Avanti, we can make sure we send some kind of dbus event to the listener on the desktop, and that can pop up with a dialogue explaining that there is a new printer available on the network. Do you want to configure it? So that's that's my general vision for Lenny. I think it would improve the user experience quite a lot and reduce the time that maintainers, system administrators, and people administrating a lot of computers would have to spend to keep their systems correctly configured, and hopefully make Debian the best distribution in, when it comes to hardware detection and handling of hardware. At the moment, as I said, we are not doing very badly, but we are we have quite a large area where we can improve. So that's the draft of my proposal. Any questions?
Yeah, it works. The question is, you thought about how to detect the package which should be installed if there is some certain hardware. So I wonder if we could use perhaps the depth text technique to, for instance, use a text supports, hardware, whatever, and so on. Do you think it would be helpful?
Maybe. For simple cases, it could be used because simple cases have only one supported device, or at least a specific device is supported. But for some drivers, the supported devices is not a specific set of devices. No, it's more like a range of PCI IDs or device PCI IDs with this kind of structure. No, and that would be very hard to represent in a tag system.
I mean more generally. So, for instance, Sahne supports hardware scanner or something like this. And then if the scanner is detected, everything which has this tag will be installed.
I don't think that would work because it has to be very specific to the exact hardware you have, or else it will provide options that are not really working for your hardware.
Okay.
More questions?
What is your method that to detect the new hardware plug-in or connected to the network? Such as you can deal it with a system service or and so on. I want to know the method you want to detect the new hardware.
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat it?
My question is that if you want to detect the new hardware that plug in the system or connect in the network, that you need a method how to do it, such as the Kuzu. Do you know Kuzu?
Yep.
Right hand. It's a system service. It's a service daemon.
Right.
And I want to know the. Your idea about it, how to do it.
Right. My idea for that is the D-bus. Every time you plug anything into the machine, an event is generated on the D-bus. And everything listening on the D-bus can pick up that event and act on it if they want to. So if one implements a desktop client that listens for that kind of events and process them and look for packages to install or stuff like that, it will just work. So it would depend on D-bus. You could also do, as we do at the moment, scan the buses and report the detected hardware and act on those. Then you don't need a daemon, but that would only work during boot or install time. It will not work when you are using the desktop or using the machine. So my proposal is to use the D-bus for that. And of course, the kernel modules are already loaded like that because the D-bus is getting a message and UDEV is picking it up, I think, and the kernel module is loaded. There is a question over there.
One thing that happens sometimes is the hardware exists on the system, but then only is supported in later kernels. So when you install a new kernel, you finally get the hardware existed all along, but you can finally use it. Do you have any plans for, you install a kernel, now I have to do the hardware detection for the existing hardware again?
I think that would happen automatically if you use the D-bus, and when the system boots, it will announce the presence of all the hardware in the machine, and if the system detects, that there is a packet to be installed or some configuration to be done, it will just pop up and do it.
It's kind of hard to distinguish between the case of, the hardware existed already and he said he didn't want to install the packages. So you have to keep track of, this hardware existed, I don't want to detect it again, but this hardware existed, but I couldn't use it before.
Well, not really, because it would only happen during boot time that the events about the presence, that the installed hardware is present. So it wouldn't keep popping up because the events would not be sent after the after the boot. Other questions?
I think that maybe we do the things too complex, because if we found a printer, we should put the configuration part on our printer system. It can be CAPS or LPRNG or so. If we found a scanner, we put the configuration part of in the scanner system. So we will do a simpler system, because I think that anyway the printer subsystem should detect hardware. So it should not do twice the same work.
Well, sure, you shouldn't do it twice. And yes, you should definitely activate the correct subsystem to do the configuration. So if it is a scanner, you should activate a scanner subsystem, which is called SANE at the moment. And if you are detecting a printer, you should activate the CUPS framework to do the configuration. But the point is that at the moment, there is only the CUPS framework that do detect printers. The SANE framework do not.
But the system can send message to the new, to the other printer subsystem. This detection system gives some hint to the other system.
Well, sure. I suspect when you detect a printer, you would start or point a browser to the CUPS website and feed some useful information to it, so it knows what it's expected to do. So definitely, yes. You don't want to have two different kind of configuration sets for printers and scanners. You want to use the existing subsystems. Another feature I didn't mention, but I think it should be possible to do automatically at install time or runtime, is to handle the current source packages in Debian for kernel modules. So if you detect some hardware supported by that source module, it will install the source automatically, build the module automatically, and load it automatically to get these extra kernel modules working out of the box. Any more questions? Any volunteers to implement this? Anyone know how to use the dbus and make graphical user interfaces? Yeah, there seem to be no more questions, so thank you.